Light snow will be returning to a portion of the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go from Wednesday into Thursday of this week, but no major storm is expected. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches of snow will come with this disturbance that will be pushing across the region. This system is not going to be very well organized until it moves past the area. A low pressure center will form down in the central plains from Colorado and parts of western Kansas, and will move from there to the Great Lakes region as we go forward from Wednesday afternoon into Thursday night. The low pressure system will intensify as it moves farther to the northeast, but by the time it gets its act together and becomes a large system, most of the precipitation will have already cleared out of our region. So initially, disorganized light snowfall will likely occur as we go forward into the day tomorrow, and it will likely begin in North Dakota and Montana as we get into the early part of the day, and then later in the afternoon we'll see that snow expand into South Dakota and perhaps into northern Minnesota while continuing in parts of North Dakota as well. And then as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday, that's when the snow will attempt to become better organized, but it looks like it'll be a Nebraska, Iowa, and southern Minnesota event for the most part, and for the rest of us we'll just see that light and somewhat disorganized amount of snow. Areas up near the Canada border will once again be missed by the majority of this precipitation. That does include northern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, even though a little bit of light snow is possible. The temperatures over these next few days are expected to get a little chilly on us. We will be not too bad today. Upper 20 and 30 degree readings are expected in the northeastern half to two-thirds of the region. There will be much warmer readings from the Missouri River Valley westward in South Dakota, where 40 and 50 degree readings are possible. There might even be an extreme over 60 degrees from Valentine, Nebraska, back towards the Black Hills. Tomorrow, we'll start to bring in some cooler weather. North Dakota's highs will be in the 20s. We'll see 30s and some 40s occurring in other areas, and it'll still be balmy warm from Valentine, Nebraska, over to the Black Hills. On Thursday, the cooler air will likely overspread. Most of the region will fall back into the teens and 20s in the afternoon, and we'll see that again on Friday. In fact, Friday will be the coolest afternoon with temperatures primarily in the teens with a few lower 20s around. And then Saturday and Sunday will start off cold and slowly turn a little bit warmer. Nighttime lows will slip back into the single digits and teens during the coldest period of time, which will probably take place as we finish out this week and move into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and maybe Sunday. And there could be a handful of negative single digit readings possible as well. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.